Thank you for joining me tonight. My name is Erica Randolph, an intuitive guide and a licensed trauma therapist. I invite you to join me tonight to celebrate the equinox, equal day, equal night, the spring equinox, which also begins in the east where the sun rises. I invite you to delve with me into the meanings of this equinox, of the spring equinox. It rises in the east. Ostara. Ost means east. Ostara is the celebration for the spring equinox. I invite you to think about what this means for you and your life and how you want to be, who you are, the dreams you have, the plans you make, what you want to accomplish, your personal gnosis, your personal dreams, your personal dreams, your personal calling of who you are. What is your purpose? What do you want to be? So first I invite you to calm your breath, to take a few moments to be relaxed in your chair or your bed or however you are sitting or lying. Notice what your body is feeling like, how it connects with your chair, how your feet are on the ground. Do make sure that you're comfortable, warm, and at peace. Take a breath in and bring peace into your body. Hold it for a moment. And then release any stress you have of the day. Take another breath. And hold for a moment. And then release. Allow your breath to make a noise like a sigh. Take another breath. Hold it for a moment. And release. And while you're breathing, take a moment to notice your body from your feet, your toes, up through your calves and your thighs, up into your abdomen, in your chest. Notice any spots where there might be tension, and maybe wiggle it a little or stretch your neck. Notice your face. Bring your attention to your face, for your chin and your cheeks, and your eyebrows. Take another breath in. Hold. And release. Notice your breath coming in through your nose. Hold it. And then release through your mouth like a sigh. Let all the stress of the day slide out of your body. Take another breath. Hold for a moment. And release. as you sink into a state of calm. Let's make a protective circle around us, noticing the east where the sun comes up. Invite the element of air and all that that means. The sun rises, the beginning of the day, a fresh start. New thoughts, new dreams, new plans. Notice this beautiful sun coming up. Notice the rays of the sun as it comes up over the horizon. The birds begin to sing. The animals wake up. The plants wake up. It's a time of awakening. Celebrating a new day, a new dawn. And then bring your attention to the south. The sun is up high in the sky. It's sun midday. The flowers are blooming. The plants are growing fruits and vegetables. Babies are getting bigger. They're becoming children, teenagers. Notice the beautiful sense of potential, the sense of passion. The sense of unlimited potentials are being realized. It's a time of enjoying the fullness of life. The sun up in the sky in the daytime, swimming, hiking, being in nature, experiencing the fullness of the earth and the sky. And then bring your attention to the west. The west is where the sun sets. It sets across the ocean. The fish, the dolphins, and the whales playing in the water. The water symbolizes emotions, depth of thought. As the sun goes down and the amazing sunset with the colors, show that it's been a beautiful day. This is a time when we realize it's time to close the doors. It's time to take a rest and get ready for being in our space of calmness and rest. It's a time when we might think about deep emotions. We reflect on our life, what we've accomplished, what we've done, who we've loved, how we've been loved. And next, bring your attention to the north. The north has so many different connotations, the earth below us, the rocks, the mountains, the spirit world, the ether. We are in our beds, we are in our home, we are in the space that we know is safe. And we sit around the fire with our friends and family, with all our possessions. And we complete the circle and we come back to the middle where we are. And we notice the ether, the spiritual world, the world of angels and guardian spirits, our auras expand into this space. We notice the earth below and the stars above, the sky above. And we fill the circle with safety and calmness. It's a place of deep repose, a place of connecting with our true self. Who am I? Who are you? Who do I want to be? How do I want to be in the world? These are questions we can ask. And in this protective circle, think about Ostara, the equinox, spring is beginning. Ostara is a time to think about our plans. What are the plans that you are making? What intentions do you want to set this spring and for the rest of the year? What seeds are you sowing in your garden and in your heart? In your family, in your friends? This is a time to bring the spring into your home. Open your doors. Let the light in. Let the light of your knowing, your inner knowledge, your intuition shine forth. It's a time to celebrate new life, new beginnings. It's a time to set your intention. Take some time to just dwell on who it is you want to be. What are your hopes and dreams? How can you start afresh? This is a time of spiritual renewal. Connecting with what's important to you. Connecting with truth and authenticity. Connecting with what's best in you, the best of you, celebrating the best in you. It's also a time to connect with the earth, with the growing living things. Notice around you any flowers or trees in your imagination. Think about your favorite flower, your favorite bird, or your favorite dog or cat. How you want to connect with each one of these beautiful living, organic creatures and plants. Take a moment to think about your favorite place. Where do you go to be in your happy place? In your imagination, go there and notice the colors you see. Notice what's under your feet. Notice what's above your head. What can you touch? What do you feel? Celebrate the beauty around you. Celebrate the safety. Celebrate the ability to be in a place like that. And express your gratitude. Thank you to the earth. Thank you to the sky. Thank you to the spiritual beings all around me. Thank you that I get to experience this. And while you're there, go back to the questions from before. Who am I? Who do I want to be? What's important to me? And bring those qualities out into the open. Notice what they look like in your heart. Notice them growing, spreading out their leaves, putting their stems down into the earth, their roots going deep. This is you. Flowering flourishing. Make your intention to honor this part of yourself. Honor your integrity, your authenticity. This is the time of Ostara. This is a time to cultivate the beauty of who you are. To rise up. Rooted to notice your connection to Mother Earth, as you grow into being even more full, more of who you deeply are inside. This is a time to set your intention to honor this and to let it grow, to cultivate the best in you. It's also a time to notice what's around you, who's around you, who is in your life. How can you support them with the being who you are, in the fullness of who you are? Notice this fullness of who you are can spread and grow as your aura. Allow your aura to get bigger and bigger. Allow it to fill the whole space of your safe, beautiful space, your favorite space. Notice what a color it might be. Notice its energy. This is your energy. This is your energy to express into the world, to be the most you, the most expressive, full, authentic you. As you set your intention and as you grow and you access your plans and your hopes and your dreams, be secure in the knowledge that you are the best you. You will bring yourself to fruition. you are bringing yourself to fruition. You are fruition. You are full. You are beautiful. You are capable. Nothing is impossible. You are possible. Sit with this knowledge that you are possible, that you are full, you are capable. Sit and honor who you are. Honor your intentions. This is a time of the equal night and equal day. The beginning of spring. The beginning of what's possible. The sun rises in the east. And sheds light on you, sheds light on the world around you, sheds light on what you are capable of. Trust your intuition. Trust your inner knowledge. Your inner wisdom tells you what to do. It's a guiding light for you. The sun rises like your intuition. And helps you know, because you know. Remember the circle that we cast. Remember that the sun rises in the east. Midday is in the south. The sun sets in the west over the ocean. In the north is a quiet, dark time. This circle is around you every day, all the time. Remember this as you're in the circle and the ether, in your spiritual being. we can thank all the elements of the north. The north with its earth sign. Thank you. And we can thank the west, element of the water, and emotions and love. Thank you. And we can revel and thank the south, the element of fire, passions. And thank the element of air and the sun and the east that comes up. And take these thoughts with you. Meditate for a while longer while the music plays on who you want to be and what you want to do. Are there seeds of new beginnings? Are there new dreams that you want to accomplish? You are possible. You are capable. You are the growing plant.